We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever wanted someone to choose you? Everyone wants to be chosen for something. No one wants to be left out. There is an innate part of us that has a desire to be a part of something. It's our desire to be significant and secure. We find security and significance in being chosen, in being wanted. I can remember wanting to play ball as a young boy and not being chosen to play. It did not feel good. It made me question my ability to do something that I knew I could do. Not being chosen will cause you to doubt yourself, your ability, your skill set, and question your significance. Thanks be unto God that He has chosen you and I for salvation and to be a witness. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "But you are a chosen generation, a holy priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may claim the praise of Him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light." You are a chosen generation. Now, Peter uses Old Testament concepts to emphasize the privileges of New Testament Christians. In this verse, it is important to know God did not choose Israel according to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6-8. He did not choose Israel because they were more in number than others. They were actually the least of all people. He chose Israel because He loved them and because He would keep His oath, which He had swore to their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He brought Israel out with a mighty hand and redeemed them from the house of bondage. God set Israel apart from the other nations. Now, if He chose Israel in the Old Testament, how much more the choosing of you and I in the New Testament? We are spiritual Israel who worship God in spirit and in truth. We are the chosen generation whom God has set apart for His own special purpose. God has brought you out of so many things with a mighty hand and redeemed you from things that trapped you in bondage and set you free. We have been chosen by God for salvation. You are a royal priesthood united with the royal priest, Jesus Christ. A royal priesthood is not only a priesthood that belongs to and serves the king, but is a priesthood which exercises rule. Go out today and rule. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.